Bit of a sidebar for the next couple of 3 days, either side of episode 500, consecutive episodes in a row. We're going to be talking about TV two ways and how that fits in with the conversationality of your voice and your presentation style. As I mentioned at the back end of yesterday's show, it's unlikely that you're going to be doing a TV two way because it's unlikely perhaps that you're going to be a TV reporter. After all, sheerly because of numbers, there aren't many people who stand in a street and talk to a presenter or an anchor in a studio. This is what we're talking about today. This is what a two-way is. It's when a studio presenter on radio or TV interviews a reporter colleague, usually one who's actually on location, but they may also perhaps be in a studio, about a story. You've seen thousands of them. You've heard even more of them over the course of your life. So let's talk about this and how it fits in with conversationality. Because the reporter is not working to a script, has to sound fluent and confident, must get over the main points in a succinct and accurate way, should be able to cope with any question asked of them from the host, can react to anything that happens while they're on air, and must be prepared to go open-ended. Okay, so we've just learned what two ways are. What does it mean to go open-ended? Well, it's nothing about, you know, what might happen if you had a really hot curry the night before. It's to talk to a certain duration, say 30 seconds or a minute, with the possibility that the director of that live show may cut them short. You know, you could have prepared a minute's worth of material and suddenly 10 seconds before you go on air, or possibly while you're on air, you're suddenly told, wrap it up, you got 10 seconds. Or just before you go on air, or while you're on air, suddenly you're told to stretch that 30 seconds prepped work to 90 seconds. Yeah, that's going open-ended. Or going open-ended really is a step beyond that, to be fair to you. It's when the anchor and reporter will talk to fill the available time until they perhaps start that news conference, or the president arrives, or the verdict is announced, that kind of thing. Going open-ended is just talking. So, obviously much of this is easier for radio reporters because they're not on screen, so they can refer to their notes rather than have to rely on their wits and their memory, but it can still be pretty daunting. Now, very often the questions and answers can be scripted, and the trouble is they can often then sound as though they are scripted, stilted, awkward, obviously written and read to a format. And yet, of course, as we've been talking about over the last several weeks, they really should be conversational and have a clear structure and a journey, perhaps with background, what the latest is, what that means to people, examples, case studies, reactions, and what happens next. So, how do you make all that sound as though it's authentic? It's got to sound fluent and confident. You've got to have some notes. You've got to get over some main points. You've got to cope with anything that's thrown at you. You have to be able to go open-ended or cut it down. How do you make off the page and off the cuff sound as though they're working in unison? We'll talk about that tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Bop, bop, bop.